Welcome to Books on Air, where you'll hear the inside stories of established authors and their work, and inspiration of first-time authors. I'm Connie Whitman, in for Suzanne Harris, and today we're speaking with Dr. Robert Crittenden. I hope I said that right, author. Robert, he's the author of Politics of Change, A Brief History. Now, do you enjoy reading about the history of Western civilization? Stay tuned as we explore my guest's new book, and our discussion may help you understand what is going on in politics today. Now, Robert's new book is called Politics of Change, A Brief History, and it's an informative historiography of Western civilization. So, Robert, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I am excited to talk about your book, especially because I think there's so much confusion in what's going on in our politics, et cetera, today. And you've written this very interesting book, right? Politics of Change, A Brief History. And I think it may help people.
Well, I hope it does. It was well received.
Awesome.
I sold about 1,200 copies, actually 1,800 copies at gun shows. And I saturated the market. I got to the point where every person who came to my table and I tried to sell a book to had already bought one.
Wow.
And that's why I'm trying to sell it through the major books, book dealers, to reach a larger market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what inspired you to write this book? Was there a pivotal moment in your own life that inspired or was the inspiration for writing it?
I had been writing a book, which has gone through like 8 editions, on the salmon management in Washington State. The federal government and the state government were cooperating to depress the salmon runs in order to leverage land use policies. And I wrote like 8 editions on that book in small lots, like 200 or 300 mm-hmm. copies, and I was selling that at the gun shows, because those are sportsmen who fish and hunt, and they were interested in the topic. And gradually I began selling other books on politics to provide the background. One of the Evergreen State University, which is in Olympia, which is the state capital, carried copies of the Trilateral Commission's reports, and they would propose, they would tell what their proposals were, and the commission would, various people would provide their opinions of it, and then you could see the things go through the state legislature. So I was interested in that, and at the gun shows there are a number of authors and book dealers, and one of the big book dealers is Montana Militia, and I ended up forming some of their groups. Their policy, which they were following, was the U.S. Civil Defense policy, and they had advisors from the top level in the Air Force.
So you've been active with various groups, and again at these gun shows. So that is your background in politics?
No, but I'm associated with it. My father was an atomic physicist. He was on the guiding council of the Manhattan Project, the A bomb.
Wow.
And his lawyer was Leon Panetta. So, yeah, I have some contact with politics. And he grew up in Washington, D.C. His father, my grandfather, was the chairman of the Bureau of Standards. He was the individual who represented the U.S. when Japan decided to come out into the world, into the market. And he was the reason that he had been sent to learn Mandarin Chinese. He was a Greek and Latin scholar, and he was good at learning languages. So he was the only one that, at that convention who spoke and wrote Mandarin Chinese, and the result was that Japan accepted the American standards, and therefore Japanese machinery is compatible with American machinery.
So you have a lot of awesome history right within your own family, and it sounds like, you know, you had a brilliant dad and a brilliant grandfather. Now, writing this book, what was your goal and intention with writing it?
Well, my intention was to simply make people aware of what was happening over the longer term. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the, when you chased back the current programs, they usually went back as far as ancient Greece, mm-hmm. classical Greece. And I wanted to put everything in context, and that was what it did.
Is there something specific that you hope the readers walk after reading it? What do you hope the readers' takeaway is?
Well, I hope that they understand the general trends, the long-term trends that have been happening in politics. And I think the book does that.
Yeah, we have to look back, right, to see what's happening in the future. That's why they call it history, right? Mm-hmm. So... Right. Yeah.
Well,
so
the people don't change. When you read the comments about the personalities of the various nationalities, mm-hmm. they're quite identifiably the same several hundred years ago. In fact, even several thousand years ago. And the nature of people is fixed by the structure of their minds, and it's probably genetic.
Yeah, humans are humans, right? We can't change how the brain operates. So that makes sense that, you know, hundreds, thousands of years ago, man was man, and we, or women were women, but we behave the same way we did. You hope you learn from the history, but I guess we don't always, right?
Yeah, they seem to repeat the same habits over hundreds of thousands of years. They're the same people.
Yeah, different name, right? Same people, different name, maybe different country, but the history just keeps repeating itself. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Now, are you happy with how well the book's been received? And, like, are you getting feedback from people where they see things more clearly or they've changed an opinion about something? Has there been any type of feedback from the readers to you?
Well, not about the history book, about the book on the salmon management. I've gotten feedback on that, actually, from the state government,
cool.
from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And they actually have changed some of their policies. But they only change very slowly.
Yeah, well, I think big organizations, it's hard for them to change quickly with all the bureaucracy and measurements and just, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, that I would imagine it's a slow process.
Yeah, there's also belligerent ignorance among some of them.
Yeah, yeah. Again, human. Isn't that the human way? Are you happy with how well the book, this new book, Politics of Change, A Brief History, are you excited about how people are responding?
Well, I sort of reached a roadblock when I saturated the market.
Got it. Well, that's why we're doing this interview today, right? To raise people's awareness and to get them interested in reading a current book that hopefully explains some of the craziness that we're facing today in our political environment. And, you know, Robert, the cool thing is that we're doing this in advance of the holiday season. So this might be a real nice gift for someone to give a historian in their family or someone who is well-versed in the politics of our day. And having that historical piece might just be what they're looking for. So the timing of the interview, I think, is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it will work out well.
Yes, I hope it does. And I'm excited for, you know, people to go buy it so that they can read and understand, or at least get a better understanding of how we can look back to see what's happening today, right?
Right.
Yes. So I love that you created something that the average person can understand and, you know, realize that if we change maybe the way we think a little bit, maybe we could do things differently.
I don't think that's very likely. I think it's likely to continue like it's been doing for the last 1,000 years.
Yes, that's kind of sad, right? But at least people could understand why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they might recognize how people will respond, how various groups will respond.
Sure.
And therefore change how they approach them.
Absolutely. Let's hope. Let's hope that your book, Politics of Change, A Brief History, reaches a lot of people, again, to help with, you know, with that type of education, right? So I want to thank you for being on today and for taking the time to discuss your book, Politics of Change, A Brief History. Now, everyone listening, if our discussion today has intrigued you, which I hope it has, because I find it very intriguing, and Robert, your history within your family is extremely intriguing, everybody can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble to buy Robert's book. And again, it's called Politics of Change, A Brief History. This book may be just what you've been looking for, again, for the holidays or for your own personal reading. So, Robert, thank you so much for joining me today and discussing the book. I appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. This has been Books on Air. I am Connie Whitman. If you want to travel the universe without leaving your living room, all you have to do is read. Thanks, everyone.